Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We are continuing our conversation with Rauf Bulos. He is a man who has turned up here visiting with us at our booth at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. We're talking about what is happening in our country, as well as his own native land of Egypt and elsewhere, that is a threat, not just to Christianity or to its followers, or for that matter, to the free world, but also very specifically to America and the freedom that he has been able to enjoy here as a naturalized American citizen. And as we broke, Rauf, you were talking about the strategy of these Sharia supremacists in America. Develop that thought, if you would.
They start basically Muslim Brotherhood. They made their way to the highest level and the Obama administration. And basically they start to say, well, we will have a community. And you go to Bridgeview, Illinois, and you find a huge mosque, and it has Islamic Center to teach Arabic language, and it has a clinic, it is Islamic clinic. And then they will say, well, we will have a court room to apply divorce and apply Sharia law. So it is step by step, they are building a country within the country.
Parallel system.
Exactly right.
Yeah. And you know, one of the places which we've found is we've been trying to learn about this practice of female genital mutilation in the United States is that there is, as you say, a clinic, a parallel medical society developing now.
Right.
In which these young girls, some as young as 7 years old,
yes,
are being mutilated,
yes.
I mean permanently disfigured,
yes,
in ways that will cause them health as well as psychological problems all their lives.
They may die sometimes.
In some cases,
yes,
they actually die. But
yes,
it's only really when they get into that kind of difficulty,
yes,
that they wind up in the American medical system's emergency rooms.
Right.
And they try to patch them up. But aside from that, oftentimes these young girls or women,
mm-hmm,
are never seen,
yes,
by American doctors. And therefore, right, it's going on as a kind of underground or parallel and horrific practice.
Yes.
And I just wonder, as you look at the Brotherhood, this is obviously not an accident. This is something that we've actually learned about in a book. I'm not sure whether you're familiar with it. There was a Muslim Brotherhood leader by the name of Muhammad Akram.
Oh, yes.
Who back, mm-hmm, in 1991, mm-hmm, wrote a memorandum for the leadership of the Muslim Brotherhood back in Egypt, describing how the brothers had been able to progress in the first roughly 25 years of their operations in the United States. And you mentioned,
true,
some of the groups that they'd set up, but this describes something called civilization jihad as a technique for basically,
right,
subverting this country,
right,
from within through these parallel,
right,
systems and penetration of our institutions,
right,
and so on. Do you see this in the Arab community of which you are a part, if not Muslim, certainly of a part?
Definitely. And the illustration I like to give is water. When you put the water in a cup, it takes the shape
of the cup.
You put it in a different vessel, and it takes the shape. And that is in Quran, that is in Islam, that is the essence there, that you follow the rules until as long as you are a minority. Once you grow, then you apply this Sharia and you go.
You dominate.
Exactly.
Everyone else submits.
Exactly.
And you know what's fascinating to me, and again our guest is Rauf Bulos, he's a translator and a communicator back to the Arab world, and we'll talk more about that piece in a moment, but just very quickly, a woman who, as you say, penetrated the highest levels of the United States government, I believe, bringing with her the Muslim Brotherhood agenda, is a longtime aide to Hillary Clinton by the name of Homa Abedin.
Yes.
And as you may know, Ruth, the Abedin family's business, basically,
yes,
which they were put into by the Muslim Brotherhood,
yes,
was something called the Institute for Muslim Minority Affairs. And to your point, it was all about, it is still all about, how you maintain a separate system that is
right.
dominated by the Sharia supremacists
right.
while you beaver away at undermining the majority society
true.
To the point where you can take it over.
Yes.
And I just am struck by how
yes.
really outrageous it is that this was not something that was stopped,
yes.
given what we know, among other things, from
right.
Muhammad Akram's book, which we learned of in 2004.
Yes, we learned that from our experience. That is how it happened back in Egypt, again, because we were the majority in a certain point of time during the first century, and how step by step they were taking over until they became majority, and then now we are second class citizens, third class citizens.
Dimmies.
Exactly right. That is the right term.
Yeah.
Dimmies.
Well, that's the term they use for it. So one of the things I know you're doing, Rav Boulos, is you're transmitting information back to Egypt and other parts of the Middle East.
Right.
About Jesus and
yes.
your faith.
Yes.
Would you talk a little bit about that and what the purpose is, as you see it?
My family and I have been in Egypt more than five times. And when I say my family, I'm talking my wife and children here in the States, because I have still my siblings, all in Cairo, Egypt. And last November, my son and I were in Egypt. And the picture there, you see families, they lose their daughters because they've been kidnapped and taken by Muslim fundamentalists and to Islamization, that is a key word.
Forced into marriage or in
exactly.
some cases just
right.
slavery, I guess.
Huh? Right, right. And it is one-way street. Once you've been Muslim, you cannot be back to Christianity.
Right.
That is by law. There also those who convert from Islam to Christianity, there are some, by God's grace, and they face all kind of persecution, and this penalty is right there. And it is very interesting to show the love of Christ, because Christ never imposed himself in anyone. And I have that story very quickly, how that person I was sharing with him, Jesus, and he had a Bible and start reading, and then he came to the point where Jesus said to the disciples, if you want to continue follow me, it is up to you, otherwise that is fine. And that guy became Christian at that point. I said, help me understand, why is that? And by the way, that is in Book of John, chapter 6, verse 66. Has nothing to do with 666, by the way. And he said, Muhammad in Quran said, if you recant your faith, you are dead. But Jesus said, it is up to you. I'm not going to impose myself
free
on
will.
You. That is free will.
That's a central tenet of Christianity
he
and
said,
Western civilization.
That is the master. I will follow him the rest of my life. And he accepted Christ as Savior, right? And this
wow.
is fun. So.
A wonderful story. We have to leave it at that. Thank you, Ralph. Thank you so much for your time
Thank
and for
you.
What you're doing to help clarify
Thank
for
you.
Both audiences here and in the Middle East.
My pleasure.
The truth. Ralph Boulos, I know you will keep up the good work. Come back to us, I hope, in the near future. And I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow, same time. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.